How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woo-hoo! Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome to the Ladies of Liverpool podcast.
Everything Liverpool.
Everything for ladies.
Ladies of Liverpool. With Leanne Campbell.
Here we go again. Happy summer. It is Ladies of Liverpool. This is our seventh summer, I think, of podcasting. So possibly you're listening to us by the pool, enjoying a lovely little pina colada with us in your ears. Well, we'll make it worth your while. We'll put a smile on your face. I'm Leanne Campbell. I'm your host of Ladies of Liverpool. And of course, we're sponsored by the wonderful Orthodontic Practice on Rodney Street. Find them on my socials. Search them out on Instagram and Facebook. But the Orthodontic Practice, you know, and I know, it's the only place to sign your family up to. If you look at braces, aligners, palate expanders, all the rest, they've got you covered. Right now, our guest this week, guaranteed laughs, I think. I don't think I've sat with this girl ever and not had a massive smile on my face. It's a gift she's got. Rosie the Fearless. Welcome to Ladies of Liverpool.
Thank you. It's an absolute pleasure to be here. Have you got a teleprompter that I'm not seeing? Because how have you just relayed all of that?
Your gift is making people smile.
Yeah, you're born with that.
Mine's
oh my god,
rambling on.
That was boss.
Thanks, wow. Babe.
Yeah,
look at us lifting each other up.
Yeah, let's do it.
Rosie, what a journey you've been on. So I'm going to give you my insights as to how I came across you.
Okay.
And of course, it's your brilliant content on Instagram.
Oh, nice.
That's where most of us fell in love with Rosie the Fearless. So talk to us about your Instagram before we talk about the telly and everything you're doing within the community.
Instagram, do you know what? I proper put it off posting on Instagram for ages.
But you're a performer behind the scenes, you're an actress.
Yeah.
That comes across.
Yeah, oh, thank you, I'm glad. Yeah, so if any agents are watching. I put off Instagram posting it, or like me skits and everything on Instagram for, I think it was like a few months, to be fair. I thought TikTok was like the way.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously people liked it on TikTok and everything, but I was always scared of what people would think on Instagram. Instagram feels quite personal.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
And I'm the opposite with TikTok. It feels so impersonal. Mm. I just, I've got an account, but I don't use it. And I've just taken it off my phone because it was just like haunting me.
Yeah. No, I get you. But yeah, everyone seems to be enjoying the funnies on Instagram and everything as well.
Instagram is a bit of everything. I don't touch me ex, as you call it now, your Twitter. I haven't been on that for ages. TikTok I abandoned as soon as I set it up, really. But Instagram feels safer.
Like at home.
Yeah. And it's not as like Facebook-y as Facebook.
Yeah.
But it's not as Twitter-y as Twitter.
Yeah.
It's not as TikTok-y as TikTok. It's just this in the middle safe place.
Yeah,
for it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Did you find your audience was different?
Yeah, I think my audience was quicker to jump on it on Instagram. And I think that's because, I don't know, it must be something to do with the way that the algorithm works or something like that on there. But everyone who is a Scouser was like, oh my God, Scouse, funny person, whatever. I was like jumping on that. And like the comments and everything on Instagram are so much nicer as well. I think maybe that's something to do with you've got some kind of face to show for yourself on Instagram, but you can't really hide from who you are on Instagram. So I don't know, it was just a mad one, but I am dead grateful for it. And yeah, I think when I go on Instagram, it's never like a bad vibe. Sometimes on TikTok, people are like, oh, you look like this or whatever.
Well,
on Instagram,
people
are so much nicer, which is weird.
Yeah.
I didn't expect that.
Yeah, so, you know, I get that. I feel like there's a bit more safety within Instagram. You've got your wronglings on there, don't get me wrong.
Yeah,
but,
yeah.
You know, it seems safer. So your skits, for anyone who doesn't know, and I'll post these on our account so you can see them, and you can then find Rosie, you can follow her on a personal account. What was the thought behind your skits? And explain them for someone who's never seen them. They're going to sound dead weird when you say what it is.
Do you know what? It's funny because someone said to me ages ago, can I come and like shadow your like writing process and like your filming process? And I was like, baby, I just set up and roll. Like, I don't know. I mean, apart from changing a wig, like that's like the amount of setup we get. So obviously the first one that got a lot of attention was the Ricky, Where's Your Dad?
Is that the original one?
I think it was. I started doing videos being like, oh, I used to work in Starbucks and everyone in the home office carries on like this.
Right.
So then that everyone works in the home office. So, everyone
so
like, oh,
it comes from like people watching.
Yeah.
So you mimic people.
Observational.
Observational comedy.
Yeah.
And so she creates these little videos where she plays different parts.
Yeah.
Or it's like, this is what I see. And they just strike a chord, don't they? They're so spot on. But oh, the Ricky one, explain that one, Ricky.
So I never said that it was about This City Is Ours, okay? Let the record show. I never called it This City Is Ours.
Okay.
But I think I was just fed up with watching a new show that's set in Liverpool and it's all over the news. This is a boss opportunity for local creatives and everything like that. And they bring in all of the crew from London.
Yeah.
And not one person on the cast is actually a Scouser.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sorry, but if you can't do a Scouse accent, we all know.
Exactly. I'm watching something at the minute called Snowfall. Don't know if you've seen it. It's good.
No.
It's on the BBC iPlayer and there's about 6 seasons, so I don't know where I've been because it's obviously been out forever. But I found it the other day and it's about the uprising of crack cocaine in LA, right?
Right.
So it's right up my street, love it.
What's the selling point there for you?
Well, I just love all the 80s and the vibes and the gangstery stuff.
Yeah.
And I think with This City Is Ours, you mentioned that, that's probably the best gangstery kind of thing that's been in Liverpool. But the downside, every female has a black accent. And you're like, what's going on? There's loads of us.
I know.
Give us a job.
It's crazy. There's so much talent in Liverpool as well. And obviously, all of the women that are in that show, I'm not slandering them, they all did a fantastic job. Brilliant actors.
Great what they've done. They've built themselves a fabulous career and this, that and the other, blah, 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 blah. But we keep coming back to, you might be a fabulous actress. The accent's not easy to do and it didn't sound right and it put us off.
Yeah.
And you're watching it behind your pillar going, oh, we can't wait for this person to stop speaking. Nothing about it. But just because it's killing you because you know 26 million female actors who could play that role.
And they did an open call.
Did they?
Yeah.
And so what was that about?
This is the part of the story where people are going to pinch it and go,
I didn't know that.
She's bitter.
No.
So everyone, you had to apply to be, like, it was an open call and you don't have to be represented.
Okay.
You had to, like, send an email with a headshot and, like, a bit about yourself, your experience, and then you'd be invited for an audition. And I was invited for an audition.
Yeah.
And I mean, I've seen the first 5 minutes of the show. I'm glad that I didn't get it because my granddad would watch that and it's quite raunchy. Yeah. So I'm glad that I didn't get it.
Yeah.
But yet the queue was like down the street and
this
around
is for
the
This
block.
City Is Ours.
For This City Is Ours. All Scousers, everyone knew each other because you know what Liverpool's like.
Oh, that makes me furious. I didn't know this.
Yeah. And I think at this point, I'm just so aware of how difficult it is for working class people to get into the industry.
Yeah.
Knowing that they all showed up and stood there. I mean,
took
the day off work.
Yeah.
People were getting turned away because there was that many people in the queue. In the end, they didn't have the time to see them. And then for them to cast people that have already got names and have already...
And blatantly gone through agents.
I thought, that was obviously, it was already cast and this was just to create a bit of buzz, which is, it's disappointing.
It's really
disappointing, yeah. But I must also disclaim that's not the reason why I made that video about Ricky. It was just like a funny little gag to be like,
well, I didn't take it,
do the accent.
From that, I just, because it's not just This City Is Ours, is
course,
it?
Yeah.
Legends, I've just finished watching that.
Yeah.
Driving me insane. Brilliant true story, brilliant script. Put some bloody Scousers in the roles.
No, I know.
But we won't dwell because everyone agrees and there'll be no one listens to this and certainly no one on my socials who are going, oh, you know, and I think they do a really good job. It grinds our gears and you're saying what we're all thinking, but not just for one show. This has been going on for years. It happened at Brookside. They randomly cast someone who didn't have a Scouse accent in that and you'd be sitting there thinking, why?
Yeah.
So we relate to all your videos, but that's the one that really... blew up, isn't it?
Yeah, that one got a lot of attention.
And just do it for us for anyone who doesn't know. The video goes to something like this.
A little something like this, ladies and gentlemen. Ricky, where's your dad? He's out being a gangster mafia man again, Ma.
Oh, it's even the word my jail said with me and he'll be like, we don't say that.
Yeah.
Why would they? Why? And the thing that gets my fellas, he'll go, so he's a Scouser and I go, yeah. He goes, why hasn't he stood up and gone, we don't say that?
Yeah.
We don't do
real,
that.
Real.
That's not what we do, and that's not how we think, and that's not what we say. And I'm like, because he wants to keep his job, babe, because he's one of the very few who's they've opened the door and gone, you can come in.
He saw that paycheck on Friday and was like, oh, okay, guys.
He doesn't want to get back out the door. So there you go. There's our Rosie, and she is fearless. So she's doing those things and getting a reaction and speaking her truth and everybody else's. So we thank you for that.
Oh, you're welcome. It's my pleasure.
So then talk to me about your life outside of social media. I want your relationship, where that's taking you, because that's taking you on a big journey as well.
Yeah, absolutely.
Go on.
So me and... Oh, I keep just like assuming that everyone knows. You don't know who I am. So my partner is Lindsay, who is one half of Lindsay and Louise. You may know from playing Truth or Dare on Bulge Street.
And ask your kids, ladies.
Yeah, ask your kids. They're going to know.
I tell my daughter about all the people who are coming in on this podcast. And last night I was picking up from school. I said, oh, you never guess who's in? Because I know she follows it on socials. And she was like, oh, you're joking. Can I come off school? Can I come in? I was like, no, you're absolutely not. She's under here, but
look,
didn't tell
anyone. Look, from school. She'd be amazing.
Honestly, yeah, she would. She would be after. I might have to get you to do what people ask me to do. A little video for our Annabelle.
Oh, that would be
just
hilarious.
Just to say hello. But this is the sway you've got with the... particularly the younger generation, the kids, the teens, the younger ladies. So for us our ones who don't know, fill in the story, and I think it'll be nice for everybody, including the young ones, too.
Yeah, of course. So we were mates, me and Lindsay. Like, we were part of like a wider friend group. And then just the longer that we knew each other, realised that like it was more than mates. Mm-hmm. And we've been together 8 years now.
Wow.
Yeah, it'll be nine next January. How old do you think I am?
22.
I love that. I'm 29.
Oh, stop.
I know. Prof, I need to grow up, don't I?
No way. Oh, wow.
Yeah, 29. Turned 29. Last one.
I love that. So Lindsay and Louise doing amazing things on their own platform. Yeah. Was their platform first before yours?
Yeah. Well, it was Lindsay before all of us, to be honest. She started a YouTube channel in like 2019. And she
So 120, not the other 20?
Only 120.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
I know. And then Louise joined in with that. And then we stopped. We did this like ghost hunting series on YouTube.
As you do.
In 2020, as you do. Do you know what I mean? We all had the time
Where
off.
Where did you go hunting for ghosts?
Glasgow. We went to the most haunted hotel in Glasgow. We went to an abandoned castle, which is in a forest next to where the Rangers train, of all places.
Yeah.
And that castle where we went, that the season of American Horror Story Asylum, the stories that came out of that castle, because it was like a mental health asylum, but obviously we know it weren't.
Yeah.
That influenced Asylum of American Horror Stories. Crazy place.
Wow.
Mad. I had to find the entrance on Reddit and everything. It was so stupid, but we went and, yeah, it was
Did boss. You stay overnight or just film in the day?
No, it was like... like derelict, like it was falling apart. We totally shouldn't have been there. It was all gated off and we like broke in and everything. And yeah, then we did... obviously, we did the Adelphi Hotel.
Yeah.
We did Chilwell Abbey Hotel.
Yeah.
And... where was it? Oh, Walton Hall, which has since burned down, which is a total shame because that was like an amazing piece of history, but also like proper spooky.
Did you see a ghost?
Yeah, I did, in Lennox Castle. I've seen ghost loads.
Tell me. Oh, we're getting sidetracked, but I love it.
No, I know.
I've done radio long enough to know. You got a ghost story, tell it, because people love a ghost story. Get it out your system.
So, I'll tell you the Lennox Castle one because I've got too many stories and we don't have the time, Leanne.
Okay, well, if you tell one, I've got to tell one now.
Oh, bosh, yeah. Okay, what a treat. Oh, my God. Best day ever. Okay. Right, so Lennox Castle, it was an old, like, built by a rich family and everything in some forest, like, just outside of Glasgow. You drive past the Highland Castle to see it. We get there and it's been turned from, like, a big rich family gaff. And then it was a war hospital. Then it was, like, a mental health asylum. Mm. But... I'm using air quotes because it was like people with autism, people with Down syndrome.
Yeah. Girls. Depression.
Yeah.
All that
girls
stuff.
Girls who like gotten pregnant at like 16 and stuff. People who've been caught smoking were sent there.
Anyone who spoke out or had an opinion.
Exactly. Yeah. And the abuse that happened there was horrible. And so we didn't really know a lot about all that side of things when we went there. When we got there, as I say, all we found was a way in on Reddit. There was like a break in the fence at like the far right of the... piece of land. Mm. So we're like walking through this forest for like half an hour and then all of a sudden we see the gate and then we go in, we get inside the castle and everything. The only story that we knew was that there was one guy who had been abused by nurses there, and he was actually set alight. And he died in a nearby hospital afterwards. But he was set alight by nurses. Like, they were all really abusive, horrible people. Then we went to the bathroom area because it was all tiled. There was, like, drains in the floor and everything. It was really hard to picture, like, what was happening where, because all the doors and the walls had everything fallen down. And we were in this bathroom, and up on the top of the walls, I'd say about, like, 5 foot up the walls, there was these big windows. And I'm looking, facing the windows. Everyone else has got the back to the window facing me. And one of the girls was like, oh my God, do you think this is the room where that fella was, like, set on fire? And all of a sudden, they all start screaming and run. And I was like, what the hell? Because what I'd seen was someone ran past the window, like, baldy-haired, white jacket. I thought, maybe someone going on a jog. But also, yeah, I thought, we are trespassing, so we could, be about to get told off.
You, yeah.
So I thought they'd seen that, and also I was legging it. So I was running. They're like, what was that? What was that? And I was like, shut up, we're going to get caught if you keep screaming. So we're running. We get out of the castle. We're like hauling ass over all this rubble and everything. Get through the gate, run back into the woods. And then we're having a debrief. And they're like, it sounded like this. It sounded like this. And I realised, oh my God, they didn't see what I saw. They've heard something. And I'm the only one that's seeing something. And that's my worst fear. Because then I feel like I'm going off my head.
Yeah.
So basically, when we got out, the wall of the room that we were in, it met like a railing outside, so you couldn't have kind of ran past that window at that speed without us hearing you clank into the railings.
Yeah.
And also, how are you, like, I don't, how am I seeing you at like 5 foot, like, oh, do you get what I'm saying? Like, because it was like, I don't know how to explain it properly because I weren't prepared to tell this story. But anyway, when we went home and we were editing the video, I realized more about the history of the castle and was like, we should really, like, do justice to the people that were abused there rather than just kind of like exploiting their story for YouTube views.
Yeah.
So I did my research and I found out that what one of, like, the classic punishments that they used to give them was they would, when they'd arrive, they'd take all the clothes off them, put them in white gowns and shave the heads, and they would make them run laps of the castle as a punishment.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Goosebumps.
Spooky, spooky. But I didn't know that until afterwards. I just realised afterwards that I hadn't done justice to the people that had suffered there. Yeah, mad.
Love it. Love it. Well, let me challenge your story. It's
go on.
Probably not as good, but I'll say it. So I'm going to say it. So years ago when Juice FM was in Concert Square, I used to have to walk into work through Concert Square and, you know, everyone looked like a zombie. It looked like, you know, the Walking Dead. And I used to park with this lovely fella, Robbie, in this little waste ground thing on the other side of Concert Square, walk through 2 minutes to Juice FM. And I was walking back. I was pregnant with our Joseph and it was boiling hot. I had these little flip-flops on and I'm walking down the little side streets at the sides of the walkabout. It's broad daylight. It's about 10:30 in the morning and I see Robbie and Robbie lets on or whatever in the car park. And as I'm walking towards him down this little side street, this fella's walking up towards me and he had like camouflage pants on. Do you know, like when you see in like the charity shop, like the camouflage suits? And I thought, to be honest, because there was always loads of people doing drugs or whatever in this little alleyway, I thought he might be under the influence of something because he had his head down, he's walking towards me. And as he come towards me, he pushed me into the road and the bin man, you know, with the twirly, brushy, uppy things that cleans the road, he was coming down, thankfully, really slowly. And as I turned around and went to him, I'm so sorry because this fella's pushed me out in front of him. I turned to Robbie and I looked at Robbie and Robbie's just looking at me with no reaction on his face. And I looks down and there's a syringe with blood in on the floor and I'm in my little flip-flop shoes. So I went, oh God, gets to Robbie and go, that fella must have pushed me out the way.
Oh my God.
Because I was going to stand on that bloody drugs needle and Robbie was there good. He used to pick up all the stuff and put it away and whatever else. And he went, what fella?
Oh my God.
The fella. He said, I led on to you, and he was in front of me because I sort of led on to go, this fella looks a bit off his tits.
Yeah.
So Robbie had seen me. There was that going through my head. And I went, the fella in the camouflage walking up here. Oh, God.
What? You were like, type of a guardian angel shit, that, isn't
you've it? Seen the fella in the camouflage?
Who's the fella in the camo?
Well, I put it on my socials, Facebook back in the day, and even Billy Butler and Billy Butler's wife jumped on and went, everyone around there knows about the guy with the camouflage. I'm like,
oh my God.
And I can't remember the story about the guy with the camouflage, but there's a whole backstory about this Scouse ghost of this fella who was like an ex-army, whatever. I assume, you know, unalived himself or whatever the young ones say these days, and protects the streets.
Oh my God.
So shout out to anyone if you've ever seen the guy in the camouflage and he's done like a good deed for you. Let me know.
That's mad.
Isn't it? Gooseys.
That is proper mad.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I know. That's my best ghost story.
So that's a boss ghost story.
Well,
take your,
high five. We don't
take your Ouija board down there and get in touch with him. Oh my God. That's mad. Isn't
take
it?
The girls to a truth or dare with
the camouflage. I know. I'm sure. Yeah. I've got some camouflage kicks. We might get along. That's boss.
I know. I love it like that.
Same.
So we're back to you.
Yeah.
And what you do.
Yeah.
And not only are you obviously trying to break out into acting, you're doing what most people should be doing in 2026 and you're carving different careers out through your social media. You did some TV work recently.
Yeah.
And we need to talk about that. It wasn't just you, it was Lindsay and Louise as well. Tell everyone what you were on because they're going to go, oh, I know who this is now.
Are you talking about like the world famous TV show, The Neighbourhood, that everyone knows and loves?
Yeah, hosted by Rosie, Lindsay, Louise and Graham Norman.
Yeah, of course, and RG, yeah. Yeah, it was both. We were on The Neighbourhood. We filmed it last June, so it feels like a million years ago now for us. And it came out like end of April.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it was both. It was one of the best experiences of my life. And I think that it just catapulted me into the right direction. Like anyone that I've talked to about that experience, I've said the same thing, that I just saw it as an opportunity to leave the life that I was living.
Mm-hmm.
I was working a job that I hated. And it was, I mean, if I can be completely kosher, I've had like 35 jobs.
Because
I am just so like, I pick up and drop off and I'm just like, well, I mean, I don't pick up and drop off as a job. That's not, don't get that
you
twisted.
You should have got that job in the city as well.
Yeah.
Any numbers there,
girl? Methods happen. I'm just training for the role.
Told you she didn't have a laugh with this pod today. Guaranteed.
What I'm trying to say.
What are you trying to say,
I've got
Rosie?
A short attention span. I blame it on ADHD. I get bored in places that I'm not meant to be in.
Yeah.
And when the offer came through, so Lindsay and Louise were scouted for Squid Games, the TV show, like the game show.
Yeah.
Like a year before, and they didn't fancy it. And then the same cast and director, who we love, Adam, came back and was like, what about this show? You go in with your family members or whatever. So they asked me if I wanted to do it. And I was like, yeah, whatever. Hell yeah. Like, we'll like go through all the rigmarole, like the interviews and everything, see what happens. And I never thought that we'd get it. And then I was on holiday with my mum and them. And we got an email saying like the exec producers loved our tape and wanted us to come to London and meet them. And I was like, oh. But like Lindsay had been like, don't tell anyone, don't jinx it. So I'm on this holiday with like all my family. And I was like, I just didn't talk for the rest of the night. I was like, oh my God.
That must have been so hard to not say though, especially in that
something that
situation. Excited,
but I really didn't want to ruin it. And I felt like I attached a lot to it because I thought this is going to be like the beginning now. And I think I made the point of not letting that pass me by. Like when we came out of it, I didn't see it as an option to going back to like doing jobs that I hated and everything. And I went and did some proper mad jobs. Like I went and worked on Go Ed for a few days and everything. Like just all different things like that. I text everyone I knew that was doing something that I was interested in doing. And then I started posting on social media as well because I was like, I've got all this time on my hands.
Yeah.
Start telling some stories on socials. And I mean, a year on, we're still flying.
So you don't have to do a normal job anymore?
No.
It's working
definitely
out.
Definitely don't do a normal job. Do a lot of jobs, but none of them normal.
I love it. Love it. Love it. So Neighbourhood then, basically you go in, you take over a little house, you become this little neighbourhood and you vote each other out and you have challenges and stuff.
Face-to-face nominations, not fun.
No, awful. That's got to test you as a person because that's like really getting thrown to the wolves, something like that.
Oh yeah.
Everything's out of your control.
Yeah.
You've signed up, so you've got to do it within reason. Reality TV, we've heard all the stories, whether it's Married at First Sight or Love Island and the ups, the downs, the pros, the cons to them.
Yeah.
You believe you ain't in it that long,
no.
Not long enough for it to like alter the way you think and need therapy.
Yeah.
But being out of control, because you seem like someone who is very much in control of what they do. Did that affect you in any way?
Yeah. I mean, as you say, we weren't in there long. We were there for like a week.
Mm-hmm.
All of us had a cry at some point or
did
another.
Really? It impacts you that quickly?
Hard graft. Like, yeah. There's little things that you wouldn't think would ever affect you. Like, you don't have any clocks, watches or not, and there's no sense of time. There's no, like, entertainment other than, like, a book. And he wants to read a book. I'm sorry, it's book readers. But like, especially when I'm trying to, like, switch off from something that's just been said out there. Yeah. And
we're so used to having our phones in our hands, aren't we? That's torture, getting that phone taken.
That part of it, I thought I was going to struggle with that more, but I kind of liked not having... Like, when we came out and they were giving us our phones back, I was like, you want to keep it for a week? Yeah. Just, like, mail it to me. I liked switching off from that. I don't know why. I just enjoyed, like, not having that. And then now, sometimes I'm like, I need to go back in the neighbourhood and get the same phone off because I'm addicted. But, because there'd be things where we'd go out into the close and or the pub or something and we'd see one another and something would get said. And you don't really know these people at all because we don't get to spend a lot of time together. Before you know it, we're all back in our houses and we're discussing what's just been said.
Yeah.
And you catch yourself going crazy, going, like... I mean, it is a game, obviously. And I'd say this to the grave, we genuinely went in there for a laugh.
Yeah.
I never thought that we would win. So we weren't really prepared for people to be, like, game players.
Yeah.
So when they were, it proper struck us. And I think that's what we struggled with a lot, like, second-guessing everything that you're doing when that's not what we've ever intended to do. We were warned the night before we went in. They were like, girls, just so you know, some people have got strategies and you keep saying you're going in for a laugh and it might not be all like rainbows and daisies, so like just be aware. So then the whole night before I was like, fuck, what are we gonna do? But I mean, aside from all those bits, it is still equally one of the best things that I've ever done. Like the people that we met there, I think they're just some of the nicest, most genuine people. And that was one part of it. The show coming out was a bit like hard graft, like seeing them go through bad times, because you know how nice they actually are.
Yeah.
And we've all stayed in touch and everything like that. But yeah, I feel like there's a million and one things that I can say about it and I'm not touching on them all. Graham Norton's boss.
Yeah, we love him, don't we? Is he exactly what you imagine him to
be? He's everything that you want him to be and more. Like, and it's the same example that I use every time that I talk about it. Like, I notice, say, if there was someone, like a runner, brought him a cup of coffee, he'd be like, oh, I've not met you yet, what's your name? And I've worked in TV and not everyone is like that.
No, of course not.
And for someone that's so well known and has been doing it for years to still make an effort to talk to everybody, I just think it's so lovely. And you can see that, like, it's definitely not gone to his head.
Yeah, true.
He's boss.
So that platform then, how did that change the way you produce content or who views it? Did it boost your followers? Did it work for you? Or was it more an internal confidence building thing for you?
I don't think it boosted anything, like, socials-wise.
No.
I got in a taxi the other day and the taxi driver was like, I'm sure I've seen you. Like, have you just been on something on telly? And I was like, whoa, no one knows me from the neighbourhood. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't think it really, like, did any favours in that respect.
More
but
people
that's
probably
fine.
Know you from social media.
That's what I mean. Yeah. Like, I think, like, not many people watch, like, TV anymore. And if they do, they watch something that they know and love already.
Yeah.
But I think it gave me a new, like, patience and understanding for others.
Yeah.
I genuinely do think that I came out of it a better person. Mm-hmm. And I can't explain it to the full extent because I don't even understand it to the full extent. But I think I just came out being, like, not on as serious as I've ever thought that it was.
Yeah.
And I just had so much more, like, time and care for other people.
Mm-hmm.
I think when I came out, I mean, not as if I was, like, can I say cunt on this show?
Yeah, just did, babe, yeah.
Not as if I was a cunt before it. I mean,
well, we've got a special guest here who claims otherwise.
Begs to differ.
Here's your mother. And there's our Instagram clip.
Yeah. Oh, I love it. Yeah, I mean... As I was saying.
Yeah. People say she's a cunt, but she's honestly not.
But she's not.
She used to be, but she isn't. But she's only a little one.
Rosie. Yeah. I've always been really well behaved.
Yeah.
But I think, like, those, like, little frustrations that I get and everything just kind of, I don't know what it was, it just like blipped. Maybe I was just on cloud nine.
Yeah.
And I think I still am. Sometimes I look around and I'm like, something's got to give, something's going to go wrong any minute now, because I've never like lived this kind of life before. And
that's
now
why
I am.
My health anxieties, you know.
Really?
Like, I was on tour with Anthony Newley when I was 10. I did the play, all these amazing things. Yeah. Have I lived all my life too soon? Have I had all these nice things happen to me and then death?
Don't say that, because now I'm going to think that. And I'm like on year one. So, yeah.
You're going to be messaging me 3 a.m. You know that thing you said today, Leanne?
I think I've got a bit of cold, Leanne.
I've Googled my symptoms. And it's death. No, what you do,
I died last week.
I don't know whether that's a middle class thing as well. We talk about this on the pod. Sometimes when you break out of the norm and you're doing something that you're really grateful for doing, particularly as women, we get extra grateful.
Yeah.
And we feel like we have to work extra hard for it. And then, oh, that's something bad's going to happen, because something, we dare to live a life that we actually enjoy.
Yeah.
Whether that's a middle class thing, or whether that's a woman thing, or what, I don't know what it is, but it's something. And a lot of the guests on my little seat there talk about it in different ways, and you're
really
in your own version of it. Yeah.
That's so interesting. Listen, I do think that like we have to fight for our right to party.
Yeah.
And then when you get your right to party, it's like, this could just be taken away.
Yes, so we've got to keep proving ourselves all the time.
Exactly.
And learning.
And then you've got like cancel culture and everything.
Yeah.
That was like a big topic when the show was coming out. They were like, is there anything that you have ever done, ever?
Yeah.
And I was like, what the fuck? No, no.
Did you pack that bag yourself?
Yeah, do you know what I mean?
Is there a gun in there? No, yeah. You start thinking, is there?
Didn't even trust myself.
What if the dogs put a gun in his bag when I wasn't looking?
Yeah, do you know? Literally.
That would be my worst nightmare. Then I go fully paranoid.
Yeah, mad. Like, you do proper second guess yourself. But then, I mean, obviously, like, so far, I haven't been cancelled yet.
Well done, you.
Thank you.
Bravo. Yes. Thanks. Capital letters. Yes.
Big harsh underline.
Before we sign this pod off, I need to make sure everyone knows about the wonderful stuff you're doing in the community, because this is what makes you so special, babe. You're out and about and you're making sure the youngsters, and we spoke earlier about acting and about, you know, middle class people and working class people and your posh people all being part of our community. We're not saying it's got to be one without the other, but what we're saying is, you know, we like to make sure that everyone's getting an opportunity to thrive. That's why I was talking about Snowfall and I never finished what I was going to say. It just reminded me. And the lead guy in that, set in LA, all about cracking the 80s.
Yeah.
He's English. He's from Peckham.
No way.
Didn't know till season 3 when I Googled him.
Say breakthrough.
And I thought, I wonder if everyone in LA goes, his accent proper shit to me.
That's interesting, isn't it?
It does happen all over the place. So, or the Disney BBC training there. Non-biased. I do both sides.
There you go.
Both sides of the coin.
There you go. We respect it.
But for the young ones or parents, carers, family members, if you know someone who's talented and deserves to be thriving, or at least putting the skills to some use and learning, you've got the solution. Tell us, babe.
Yes, I have been doing a lot of work with a theatre company called 20 Stories High. I joined them like 4 years ago doing a course with them when I wanted to like get like properly stuck into acting. Everything that they do is free to the community. They're just fantastic people. I don't know if anything that I can say will do it justice, but they have like a youth theatre that's free for the kids, and even just things like you go in and there's a whole buffet for the kids, like for like a 3-hour youth theatre session and stuff like that. They're doing a project at the minute called Transformations, which is helping trans artists of all disciplines get into the right avenues for themselves, making connections for them. There's a database that they've got where any trans artist, again, of any discipline, can sign up, and that database is going to be shared with over 80 organisations locally and around Liverpool as well.
It's free.
Yeah, to encourage people to work with trans artists, because unfortunately we don't see a lot of trans representation in media today. Yeah. And that needs to change. 20 Stories at the minute are working on a, I don't know when this is going to go out, it's probably already happened by the time this goes out.
Ooh.
They're working on a play at the minute with the youth theatre called Pressure. That's what I was talking to you about with the radio and everything.
Oh, yeah.
And the topics that they deal with is, I feel like on the outside looking in, you might think, oh, that might be a bit much for like a youth theatre show and everything like that. But the way that they do it is so clever. They'll deal with things like dealing with gateway drugs and peer pressure and loss and things like that, but they do it in a way that's also uplifting and entertaining, and they really care about the people that they work with and everything that they can do to help any marginalised group. They're all in and they're all for it and that, and they're just such an inspiring organisation. I love them all very dearly.
Well, we're going to tag them on our socials. So if you follow Ladies of Liverpool, everyone's going to be tagged. Keep an eye on your socials. Follow them, support them, love them. And especially our Rosie the Fearless. Thank you so much, my darling.
Thank you so much.
Peace out. Eight out down. Usher baby. Yeah, I've been educating her on Usher Raymond.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Atlanta.
Atlanta, yeah.
Yeah.
Peace up.
Peace up.
Peace up. We're going to practice this. Okay. You can get on with your day, everyone. Thanks for listening. Same again next week. Sponsored by the Orthodontic Practice. Thank you, ladies, gentlemen, and everybody tuning in wherever and whoever you are.
Yeah.
Thank you. Time for a coffee. Tra-tra.
Thanks for listening.
Subscribe now
via the iTunes Store.
Hear more from the Ladies of Liverpool
via ladiesofliverpool.com.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.